Lord Jesus, I thank you that you've given me the opportunity to speak for you today. Lord God, I pray that the words that come out of my mouth are for you and from you, Lord, and from you alone, and none of my ideas, Lord, but all of yours. I pray that as I speak today, it reaches the ears and the hearts that you want it to, Lord Jesus, and it lifts you up and glorifies you. And I pray that I do it in a way of passion, Lord Jesus, the passion that you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look up at my slide, it says, no pain, no gain. Now, I'm looking at you kids, church kids. Do you know what that means? Might be an old people's saying. No pain, no gain. So, normally when I think of no pain, no gain, I think of exercise. Because exercise and working out is painful. But if you don't do it, do you get those muscles and them gains? No. I'm going to start with a video. I know that children like to see illustrations. Even I like to see illustrations. So we've got cartoons for Owen today and we've got babies for Bridget. So let's look at video one. So some of you are probably scratching your heads going, what was that all about? Obviously, he saw the shining light at the top of the mountain and wanted to get to whatever was up there. But did he try and take the proper path the first time around? No. What did he do? He tried the other things, the easier things, the things that did not work, because the only way to get to the top of the mountain where he held up his shining gold word called success is to take the hard road. He was tired halfway up, but he kept going and he got to success. He saw something on top of the mountain and decided he wanted it. Real success takes real effort. You listening to me, children? Sometimes to achieve something, there's no cutting corners. You have to put in the hard work. As adults, we see all these get-rich-quick schemes. The lotto's out and advertising $1 million, $2 million. Was it before? $100 million. And we want to get rich quick, but no, real success takes real effort. Let me tell you, there is no sweeter feeling than working your behind off to achieve something and then achieving it. knowing that it was your effort, your hard work, and your perseverance that got you to that goal. Can I please have the next slide? Some of you may recognize this face. He came and visited us a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember who that is, Owen? Who is it? Jacob Wiley, our import for the 36ers. It was so exciting to have a superstar come up on our stage and talk about his life. 36ers basketballers don't sit watching basketball games all their life and hope or dream that they will one day become stars. Just like people on TV, they don't sit watching TV and go, I wish I was on TV, and leave it at that. Jacob Wiley talked about how he trained day after day. It is what he poured himself into. I actually looked into what someone striving to be a basketballer should do with their eating and exercise to get their body ready for pro league. And this would probably go for any sport. Are you ready? Develop the following habits. Now, habit is something you do every day. You do it regularly. You don't do it once off. You do it all the time. So develop these habits to maximize your training results. Number one, eat every 3 to 4 hours. Well, my kids do too, so you're halfway there. Number two, include a fruit or a vegetable and a lean protein source every time you eat. Vegetable or fruit, Bridget and Owen, every time you eat. Could you do it? Could I do it as the parent? Dear God, no. Number three, eat breakfast daily. Not just when you're hungry, daily. Number four, choose high fiber, less processed carbohydrates. So that gorgeous white bread, fresh bread with the peanut butter on it. No, no, no. You have to have wholemeal or whole grain. Number five, eat or drink a combination of carbohydrates and protein immediately after workouts. Aim for 2 to 4 grams of carbohydrate for every gram of protein. Very specific. An excellent choice, apparently, is skim chocolate milk. That I could do. Number six, minimalize animal fats and include more plant-based fats like nuts, seeds, and oils. And number seven, which is fitting with communion and the words we've had from Justin and Sandy, is hydrate. Drink water throughout the day and replace your fluids and electrolytes lost during the court workout with a sports drink. Now, if we look at it, diet is not enough, and that is hard enough, I think, to stick to. That would be hard to do that every day and to constantly have to think about it. But also, you have to include exercises every day. So this is a Monday to Friday workout. Are you ready? 30 bench presses, 20 incline dumbbell presses, 24 tricep dips, 20 tricep pushdowns, 20 burpee push-ups, and that's just one day. Then we've got squats, dumbbell lunge, bounding, depth jumps, jump rope, plank, crunches, pull-ups, dumbbell shoulder press, cable seated row, dumbbell front shoulder raise, dumbbell lateral shoulder raise, bicep curls, hammer curls. And we have a break on Wednesday. Knee tucks, lunge jumps, box jumps, band-resisted backboard touches, speed dribble with harness, band-resisted layups. That's just Monday to Friday with a break on Wednesday. That sounds like hard work and a lot of pain. That sounds like determination and preparation and planning. They don't get the success they want unless they push through the pain. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised you. Jacob spoke about how he could have given up, and he could have. He grew up in an area where people were in gangs, they were doing drugs, they were into robbery and things like that. Instead, he listened to what God said. God said that he had made him to do basketball. So Jacob didn't give up. He persevered, he received God's promise, and he became a pro basketballer. Now, the next video is for Bridget, so I'd like you to pay some attention to the next video, please. And it's a little bit for me. Hey.
started?
Come get it.
So cute. Oh, I love it. When a baby starts to crawl, they have to try and try again. They start off out of mum's belly, fully dependent on its parents, and they start strengthening their muscles straight away. They start kicking with their legs, they start moving their arms around, they start to push off with their feet, they start lifting their bodies up with their arms. And then the hardest part of all is coordinating their limbs to move in sync with each other. Did you hear the baby's parents celebrating his accomplishments with him? That was the best. There was encouragement, there was genuine happiness and excitement that the baby had moved further towards their goal. What do you think God does when he watches us struggle? I picture him like a dad with a baby. Oh. That breaks my heart. He would be super proud of us as we push through our struggles. He feels for us as we struggle and we get sad, we get tired and we get frustrated. I think he must have an amazing amount of self-control to not come and rescue us all the time. When I saw that baby collapse in exhaustion as she tried to crawl to her parents, I thought how much I would love to just pick her up and give her a big cuddle. I reckon God faces that through our lessons all the time. I know God watches us. He watches us through everything we do. And I know God puts us through hard times to teach us important life lessons and build our character to shape us. The hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, listening kids, is parent. The hardest thing. People don't explain it properly when they say that having a baby is hard work. It is hard work all through their life. Don't get me wrong, there is joy and love and preciousness in the relationship between a parent and a child, but it's such a hard job training your children. A child comes into this world needing the training to function. They need to learn the expected behaviour for each situation and relationship. How to make friends, how to keep friends, how to apologise and deal with times of conflict, how to communicate with others in a way that's appropriate, how to handle their emotions, and how to respect themselves and each other. The list is endless, endless, I tell you. And it's our job as parents to do all of this and do it right. I find it hard to discipline my children, to shape them to be good people when it's painful for them in the process. I let my son and my daughter know that they are facing consequences to help them learn to make better choices, and that it hurts me too, because it does. But ultimately, it's because how much we love them as their parents that we have to put them through those difficult times. Pastor Michael gave me a chapter of a book he was reading that brought up a really good point. Can you please go to the next slide? As parents, it's our job to love our children, but teach them how to be likable. The other day, one of my children, not naming any names, was having a tantrum in the shopping centre. And his punishment was to stay in his bedroom and miss out on what the rest of the family was doing. He told me he felt like we didn't love him. He was dead set. We didn't love him. That's why we were doing it. And my heart broke. I had to explain that it is because we love him that we have to do these things. It's because we love them. We have to train them to be likable by other people. The strangers didn't know Owen and didn't like his behaviour. I named him, whoops. And so therefore, they were finding him to be unlikable. I told Owen, it's my job to teach him how to behave in a way that makes others like him. I know that not everyone is going to agree with me on this, but if a child doesn't understand how their behaviour impacts other people and how they feel, then they are not necessarily going to be able to make friends very easily. We have to put our children through the pain of consequences to give them success in their life so that they don't turn into adults like this guy. Another thing we are working on in our household is patience. Patience is a painful lesson to learn, and I don't think you can always be patient 100% of the time. We all have our downfalls. Pastor Michael often says his is in traffic. Mine is getting ready to go to work and school at the same time to be somewhere at a certain time in the morning. But I think about the Israelites walking through the desert from Egypt to the Promised Land. Not only did they face all of these hurdles, not only did they face uncertainty, but years and years and years of patient walking toward the goal without the goal even in their sight. They were just learning from their elders and hearing from God that there's going to be a promised land. Yeah, sure. 40 years later, they reached their promised land. That is patience. Most of the people who started the trek would have died in those 40 years. They would have raised up a whole new generation before they saw the fruits of their faith. You often hear about artists, writers, and musicians whose work doesn't become famous until after their death. What a loss. You need to be patient throughout the journey and trust in God, even though you may not see the results of your labor and your hard work. Please put on the next slide. Oh no, I haven't printed off the rest of it. It's fine. We'll keep going. At the start, when I spoke about pro athletes, I explained they need to get into some certain habits in order to be successful. Certain habits we as Christians need for success in God's eyes or making it through a tough life lesson. You're not going to like these children, but number one is hard work. Everything takes hard work. Going to school each day for 5 days a week for 8 years in primary school is a lot, isn't it? And then you get through to high school and you have to do it all over again. It takes hard work. Number two, determination and perseverance. Some people want to quit halfway through year 12 and I tell them, you're being silly. You're almost there. You're nearly there. Why give up now? It takes determination and perseverance to know that there's a goal and you're going to reach it if you keep putting in that hard work. It takes building muscles. When you go through a hard lesson, you have to build your brain muscle, your body muscle, and your faith muscle. When you're going through a hard situation, you have to know that God is putting you through that situation for a reason, that God is in control of that situation, that God has you in his hand. No matter how hard it feels and how lonely it feels, you have to exercise that muscle of faith and believe that God is in control. Number four, you have to be teachable and able to learn from your past mistakes. That's a big one. I see people coming into workplaces and thinking that they know best, and you really don't know everything. As much as you want to believe that, especially when you're in your teenage years, you don't know everything and you need to be teachable. The Bible can teach you lessons. Your mum and dad can teach you lessons. Other adults can teach you lessons. When we're adults, we even need to be teachable too. We have to have people called mentors, people who are wiser than us, people who have been on the journey longer than us to teach us things that we might not know. And you have to learn from your past mistakes. We have mistakes for a reason. We don't go through bad times just because God thinks it makes a good soap opera for him to watch. It's something fun to think about. We have to learn from our past mistakes. Now, I take Owen to see a special doctor, and she's lovely. What's her name, Owen? Lisa. And I went in there and I said, look, I didn't have the best childhood. The only way that I'm learning to parent right now is to do things I know not what to do. So do the opposite. I know not what to do in this situation, so I'm going to do the opposite. I know not what to do with my children if I'm going to wreck them. So I do the opposite. But I don't know little things. So we have to learn from our past mistakes. And the last point I've got on here is you need to be patient and trust that God has a plan. Do you think God put all you little people on earth for no reason? No. He's got big things for you. He's got big plan for your life. And there is a reason that you're all here. Can the musicians come up? I know it's a short sermon. I am missing the last bit of it. But I feel like that was relevant. And it's the last week before school, so I really want to get all the little people who are going back to school to come up the front, and all the big people who are going back to school to come up the front with their parents, if you don't feel comfortable by yourself. And we're going to pray for you, that you have a great first day back at school, a great first day to school, and that you fit right in and have a great time. So if the children can come up the front, there are no senior leaders here, so parents, please come up. It's a time where emotions are running high. There's a bit of anxiety, there's sadness in some, there's joy and excitement in others. Good job, Jeremy. Lord, we want to lift all these people up to you today. Even people going to uni or starting TAFE, Lord Jesus. It is a new place. It is a new time for them, Lord, as they go into their new part of their journey. Lord Jesus, I want to instill a sense of strength, a sense of courage in these young people, Lord, that you fill them with the joy and the strength of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you overflow, you pour through their body and overflow so that anyone they interact with, Lord Jesus, the teachers, the other students, Lord God, that they feel a sense of the Holy Spirit too. Lord, I pray that these people go into their new environments or back to their old environments knowing that they are a child of God, Lord, that they have a purpose and that you have a plan and you have them in your hands, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for anyone feeling stressed and nervous, Lord, that you comfort them right now. It's hard to go into the unknown. And even though they might have been there last year, some things have changed, Lord. But I pray that they go in with a sense of comfort, Lord, and a sense of strength, Lord Jesus, knowing that they are there at the time that you want them there, Lord Jesus. I pray that they have an effect on everyone around them, Lord God, so that they know there's something different about this person. There's something different about this child, and I want some of that, Lord. That they can share their message about you and what they've learnt about you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that Tuesday's a sense of excitement and happiness and a perspective about what the future might bring. Just a willingness to go in and see what you've got for them. I want to lift them up right now, Lord. Protect them from anything that might come, that they might come across that makes them feel upset, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.